For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. Many dogs often bark loudly to warn their masters of danger, to communicate with other dogs, or who knows why. But a quiet dog that nearly vanished has been brought back from the brink of extinction by an Aiken couple. It's a common yellow dog of the South, now called the Carolina dog, and it came with man to what is now North America by way of the Bering Land Bridge thousands of years ago. Breeder Billy Benton described the Carolina dog as a good family member.
They're a pack animal, and they want to be in your pack. So if you want to chase rabbits or go after something, that's fine. But if you want to stay in the house, I'd like to stay on the porch. And in fact, they were also known as porch dogs, but they were the best dogs in the world.
Because the Indians were stealthy hunters, their dogs learned to be silent on the hunt as well, Benton said.
When it's on the trail, it'll flag its tail and let you know. If it trees a raccoon, he'll put his paw against the tree and vigorously flag his tail, but he won't speak.
According to breeder Jane Gunnell, the dogs became so common in the South, no one paid them any mind, and most became wild. Then about 20 years ago, a University of Georgia professor rediscovered them through his wife.
She found one down on the dump, and she said it has really prick ears, it has a fishhook tail, it has a very high brisket, webbed feet, beautiful eyes, it has long teeth. What is this? And she brought it home, and that's how he got interested in it, and then they began to see them everywhere. They just hadn't been noticed, and this was like in the mid-90s.
Benton and Gunnell became fascinated with the hardy wild dogs when they moved to Aiken and began breeding them. The professors who were studying the dogs felt it was a matter of only about 2 years before the wild Carolina dogs hybridized to the point of disappearing. Benton credited Gunnell's interest with rescuing the breed.
So in saving the dogs through this captive breeding program and breeding those and being very aware of not inbreeding the dogs, we've kept a wide gene pool within the dogs that we've got. And Jane saw this as an opportunity to save these dogs because they were going to go away if she hadn't intervened.
Carolina dogs had never been formally recognized as a breed before, but Gunnell said that soon changed.
So then the American Rare Breed Association, the United Kennel Club, became interested in them, and they were registered with them. And then March 23rd of this year, Banbury Cross Binky, one of our dogs, was picked by the AKC to be the first foundation stock of the permanent registry in the American Kennel Club. She is a perfect example of a Carolina dog.
Binky has the AKC registry number 1 as the breed standard. Benton said it was fitting that the Carolina dogs were the early companions of the American Indians because they are spiritual people.
And one of the things about these dogs is they're very spiritual dogs. You get a very strong sense that they're feeling what you're feeling, and you can kind of look into God's soul through these dogs, and they can see yours.
Benton and Gunnell estimate they've bred about 1,000 Carolina dogs over the past 2 decades. Benton sees a bright future for the breed they helped preserve and for Binky.
Being accepted in the American Kennel Club, these dogs can now, for the first time, compete at Westminster. So it'll be fun to campaign some dogs to take them to that level. I've been showing this dog, and Jane seems to think I'm doing a good job, so maybe I'll campaign this dog. I look good in tuxedo.
Gunnell and Benton said their dogs are smart and healthy, and as the only breeders in the world currently breeding the classic Carolina dog, they intend to keep them that way. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.